Rewind.
This is the Bison Rewind, sponsored by Essentia Health.
We're gonna win. Don't wanna be a loser, gonna win. Cause winning really is the only thing.
Hands it off to O'Jury around the right end at the 10, 15, 20, to the 30. One man to beat 40 at the 50-yard line. And finally pulled down inside the Youngstown 40. Snap spot and it's blocked. The Bison block it. It's a live ball at the 38-yard line. Still rolling free. The Bison have it at the 44-yard line. And the field goal try is snuffed.
We're going to win. We're going to win. We're going to be the champions. We're going to win. Win.
We take your calls. We talk it over with the coaches, the players, and the fans on Bison Rewind.
Love that.
Gotta love it.
The host of Bison Rewind, Ryan Gellner.
Well, time to make some room in the trophy case at North Dakota State University. The Bison have won another Missouri Valley Football Conference championship, and they'll be bringing home the hardware as the Bison wrap up another win. 10-0 now, and they have defeated Youngstown State University. It's three straight conference titles for the Bison High, and welcome back to Youngstown, Ohio, where the Bison do what they do. They win again. Brock Jensen setting all sorts of records. He is now the single-season passing leader for North Dakota State as far as touchdowns go. Got 24 touchdowns this season, and he's got 62 touchdown passes in his career, both number one among the top. My name is Ryan Gellner, and again, this is the Bison Rewind Show, and it's brought to you by Essentia Health. We bring in Norm Bell, and we open up the phone lines. 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. Norm, it was game, it was set, it was match. A little bump in the road, but North Dakota State kind of walked easy in this one once they got it to where they could control this football game.
Well, you know, they played a what I considered a really good football team, and they showed why they're number one in the nation, and they have been the past couple of years. They went on the road, they handled adversity, and they did what they needed to do. And that they're so impressive, man. They're so well coached, and my hat's off to them.
It's 14 straight true road game wins for North Dakota State. They haven't lost a true road game since 2010. Brock Jensen has won 43 games now as a starting quarterback. Hats off to that kid. How about that? Number 16, the all-time winningest quarterback in FCS history now. He is tied with Armonte Edwards. 43 wins as a starter, Norm. Kid is good.
We had a debate a few weeks ago about that. Who's the best quarterback in Bison history? Well, I mean, not only is he that, but he's the best quarterback in FCS history. That goes a long way when talking about that argument. Hey, Brock Jensen is a winner. I don't care what anybody says about him. He is a winner, hands down.
I'm with you. I think he's the best in this system that they have had. And let's start there with the phone lines. Is Brock Jensen the best quarterback to play at North Dakota State? And they have had some good ones for the Bison. But if you had to choose a quarterback to lead your team, would you choose Brock Jensen? Is he the best? And has he cemented himself now the single-season touchdown record, the all-time touchdown record, the all-time FCS wins record? Is Brock Jensen the best quarterback to ever play for North Dakota State? 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. And I show all phone lines wide open right now. So if you've got a comment on is Brock the best, give us a call on the Mighty 790-237-5948. Sam O'Jury had a good football game as well. Some hard-earned yards for Sam O'Jury. I know you like watching that running back game, Norm. What'd you think of the running backs today?
Well, you know, Ryan, when you have two running backs that have less than 20 carries apiece and they both go over 100 yards, that's a recipe for a victory. Your quarterback goes 17 of 22 for 200 yards and four touchdowns. That's just too consistent. That's consistency. That's management. It's hard to see a team lose when you have numbers like that.
237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. Is Brock Jensen the best quarterback to ever play at North Dakota State? That's my question to you. Phone line starting to fill now, but there's room for you. The other question, Norm, I'll ask you, what did you think? Did the Bison miss two All-Americans on defense? Did they miss the cornerback Marcus Williams? And did they miss the linebacker Grant Olsen today? Of course they missed them. Did it show up in the way they played defense? Well, I personally didn't think so. Well, I thought the Bison played pretty well.
I think early on when Youngstown tried to spread them out, And they were pretty successful with spreading them out, moving the ball around, so on and so forth. But eventually, the coaching staff, I'm sure Grant had a lot to do with it. They worked it out and shut that down. That's just something they've always been able to do. So, yeah, they were missed, but at the same time, that NDSU is so good, they have the ability to make up to cover the missing pieces.
237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. We start with Larry. Larry, you're on the Bison Rewind Show, operated on by Essentia Health. What's up?
I tell you, the stats speak for Brock Jensen and his record in terms of being ahead of everybody else at NDSU in the past. But I'll tell you, there's something else about Brock Jensen. He is the full meal deal. If you watch this young man, the way he comments about the team, the way he acts and carries himself, what an example for young people today. And when he gets into business, he'll have a great career with that kind of attitude. When he gets into trouble, when it's time for him to carry the ball in, he just does it. He doesn't sit around and call a meeting and think, well, I've allocated it this way, or all the corporate stuff you hear today. This kid's going to do great.
Yeah, good call, Larry. And, yeah, he's going to do well in life. He's just that kind of a guy. Let's go to Jim now at 237-5948. Hi, Jim.
Yes. Say that he's the greatest player. I mean, statistically, you have to say that Brock is. And I think I'd love to see him get another title under his belt to cement that, because quite frankly, I think, like your last caller said, he is the real deal. The reality of it is, though, his ability is what makes the defense so great. And I'll say this, because he can eat up the clock, a long drive, and do these Nintendo-type drives that take forever and a day, and the defense doesn't get tired. And at the end of the game, they still got fresh legs, as opposed to a lot of teams that can wear down, and that's especially going to be an advantage when it comes playoff time if they're playing in the dome.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with that more, and that's one thing we don't talk about, how good Brock Jensen makes the defense because he extends drives. Couple more calls when we come back. We got to step aside, take a break. When we come back, more phone calls. 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. Did you think the Bison missed Grant Olsen today? I'll tell you what he was doing on the sideline, and I was impressed. We'll do that when we come back. It's Bison Rewind, NDSU's 10-0. And it's brought to you by Essentia Health on KFGO.
Curry rolls to his right. Blockers in front. Being chased. Unloads the ball. Knocked away at the goal line. Incomplete. C.J. Smith with the defensive stop. Game, set, and match. The Bison win it with 2:50 to go.
Yeah, let's go. Back at Youngstown, Ohio. Bison Rewind Show brought to you by Essentia Health. And Chris Fowler of the ESPN College Game Day crew was the only college game dayer to pick Youngstown State when they went through their picks this morning. And he just tweeted, "I won't again doubt the mighty Bison. NDSU Bison survived potential trap to rout YSU. Regards to our Fargo friends." Chris, you should have learned. You should have learned. Back to the phone lines, 237-5948. We're chatting about Brock Jensen, and is he the best quarterback to ever play at North Dakota State? George wants to weigh in Horace. Hi, George.
Hi there. How are you?
Well, real good.
That's good. I think Brock Jensen is a great quarterback in the modern day era. He's fantastic. But I don't think it's fair to compare him to a Chris Simdorm or a Jeff Benson. Or even Kevin Feeney. Because they're completely two different offenses. I just don't think it's fair to compare them.
And, George, you've seen those guys play. I ask you, let's say in a game played today, which one of those three guys that you mentioned would you take at quarterback on, say, fourth and goal from the 5-yard line? Who do you want?
Jeff Benson.
You'll take Bentram. Good phone call, and I'm not going to argue. Jeff Bentram was a heck of a player for North Dakota State.
As far as a rush, you know, getting down to the goal line, Jeff Bentram.
You're going to run a little option and go in with Jeff Bentram.
Yep, and I just don't think it's fair to compare them because it's a completely different game today, and you're comparing a West Coast offense to a Beer offense.
Yep.
I think they're all great, and it's a team-oriented game.
Oh, good call, George, and I'm not going to argue with you, but
Ryan,
we're in the business of getting phone calls, aren't we, Norm?
Ryan, George, I love you, and I can tell your spirits are high, but Brock Jensen, man, Georgia Southern 2 years ago with the flu. I don't know how many yards the touchdown was, but he did it. Last year, Georgia Southern on the goal
line. Fourth and goal.
Got the touchdown. This year, Kansas State, the game winner. Come on.
Jeff Fargo, you're up next. What's up?
I've got to go with Brock Jensen. I have always felt that he's around here, that he's underrated in the most underrated quarterback to me in the conference. It just seems that way. You know, people want to blame him for when he has bad games, you know, make sure they point that out. And,
of course.
I don't know. It just seems that way to me.
I saw some Nimrod on Twitter tweeted me today that, I mean, come on. Is it Brock or is it the system? It's Brock. I mean, the guy's just that good of a quarterback, don't you think, Norm?
Well, you can put anybody in the system, but they still have to make the right reads and the right decisions. And I'm sorry, there's no perfect system for a quarterback. The quarterback still has to know what he's doing.
Let's go, Scott. What's up?
Gentlemen, top three quarterbacks in the last 20 years. Number Jeff Bentram, number one. Number two, Sim Dorn, and number three, Brock Jensen. The reason I say that is that I think Jensen's a good athlete, but I think if you put all three of them on the field, I think Bentram, with his versatility and with his toughness, not that Jensen's tough, but I was wrong when Bentram played back in the 80s, and he was one hell of a quarterback, and I'd still take him even if he came back and played for 1 year and played in the playoffs. I think he could still do what he did back then. Nothing against Brock, but Bentram was a trooper, and I think he's going to be number one with a lot of fans as to what he done back in the 80s. But I agree with you guys. Jensen's played well, and I just hope he continues his success through the playoffs. So,
all right, good phone call. Let's go to Mark now at 237-5948. Mark, what do you want to weigh in on?
I'd like to know, did you guys have the same feed as we did on TV?
Uh-oh.
I was at the game in Youngstown, so my feed was perfect.
I did.
All right, good. I'd like to ask a question. I know at halftime, the coach for Youngstown State, he said that Cole Jurek should have been ejected from the game for that late hit that he did get a penalty on. But
dude's a whiner, first of all. I saw that from across the sideline. That coach is a whiner. Go ahead.
He was always out on the field. It's like, God.
Oh, God.
So was it a late? I mean, was it something that he should have been ejected for? Or?
I didn't think so. The referee he paused even to throw the flag on the play. I thought it was even a questionable. Was it late or was it not? Norm, did you see something different?
You know, those are always judgment calls. You know, I mean, unless it's blatant where the pass was thrown and the quarterback was just totally off guard, but. I mean, if he's just getting the ball out of his hands and he's hit, then that's a total judgment call.
One more phone call before we go. It belongs to Miss Christy. Hello, Christy.
Hello, Ryan. I tell you what, your answer to your question, yes, he's number one. But he's number one for more than one reason. He puts the T in team, his love and respect for his fellow teammates. They all did a fantastic job, and they are to be commended. And just, they do, Bison-tastic, and so do you all.
The Bison-tastic team is 10-0. We're back. One more break. It's the Mighty 790 KFG. Oh, how about them Bison? Hey, Bison win it 35-17. We're back live in Youngstown, Ohio. The Bison have knocked off the Penguins. They are the Missouri Valley Football Conference champions. They'll have home field more than likely in the playoffs. They should go in with a win next week as the number one seed. It's a great day for NDSU. Norm, final thoughts.
You know, I'm going to put myself out there. and say that I don't see another FCS team beating these guys. They're just too well coached. They want it more than anyone that plays it. You know, there's a difference between wanting it and having to have it. And this team plays with that have-to-have-it mentality every single week. Another thing, Nick Prothrow, one of our callers, wants to give a shout-out to C.J. Smith for playing until the whistle. That's obviously something he noticed today. They played hard without Marcus.
Yeah, they did. You know what? My final thought, Mike Scogan just sent me a picture. Thanks for the picture, Mike. And it is of Cole Jerk hitting the quarterback as the ball is still in the quarterback's hand with 15 seconds. Tells you it is not a late hit. Coach, take a rest.
Totally a judgment call.
Bison win it. Bison move on. Bison will have one more home game. We are on the air at 1 o'clock next week. Kickoff at 2:30 as the Bison host South Dakota. Norm, thanks for your time, buddy.
No, all the time, baby.
See you next week. You're back tailgating out in the lot for North Dakota State. We'll see you for Tailgating 101 next week. 1 o'clock, Bison tailgate show next week as the Bison get ready for the team from South Dakota. It's been fun. I got a plane to catch. Get back. We'll get back in Fargo about 8:15 is touchdown. If you want to meet the team out at the airport, you can do that. This is the mighty 790 KFG 10 and 0.